Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, text number 9. Dhamma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deham punar janma naitimam eti sorjana. Karma, work, cha, also, me, of mine, divyam, transcendental, evam, like this, ya, anyone who, veti, knows, tatvataha, in reality, tyaktva, leaving aside, deham, this body, punaha, again, janma, birth, na, never, eti, does obtain, mam, unto me, eti, does obtain, sa, he, arjuna, o Arjuna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, or Arjuna. Purport. The laws that ascend from his transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore returns to the kingdom of God. Immediately after quitting this present material body, such liberation of a living entity from material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalists and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahmajyoti of the Lord, is only partial. And there is a risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body, and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam, achutam, anadim, anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Eko Devo Nitya Lila Nirakto Bhakta Vyapi Ridyantar Atmaha Atma. The one Supreme Personality of God has eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms and relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts the truth, this truth, on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one could without a doubt attain liberation. The Vedic version, tatvam asi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, you are the same Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead, is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee to the Lord attains perfection. And this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tam eva viditvati mrityumeti nanya panta vidite nayanaya. One can obtain the perfect state of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there's no other way to achieve this perfection. Shveta Sutara Upanishad 3.8. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance and consequently will not attain salvation, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, this way attain perfection. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma. Naiti mam eti sarjana. One who understands the nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in the material world, but attains my supreme abode, O son of Kunti. This is the Pratibhasha Sutra of the Bhagavad Gita, the verse which explains all the other verses. In other words, if we want to understand any other verse in Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand it in reference to this particular verse. And Prabhupada says it's not easy to become Krishna conscious, but it seems that all we have to say is that you, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead, and that we're at once liberated and eligible to go back to the spiritual world. So we can try it. Repeat it after me. Lord Krishna. Did everyone repeat it? We don't want to leave anyone behind. Let's try again. Lord Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
you are the Supreme Brahman,
you are the, Supreme Brahman,
the Personality of Godhead.
The Personality of Godhead.
Okay, any questions now that we're back in the spiritual world? But here Prabhupada uses two words with knowledge and faith. So we need both of them, knowledge and faith. So what is knowledge? First, we have to cultivate theoretical knowledge. That's why we have class. So we can hear theoretical knowledge. And hopefully, after obtaining enough theoretical knowledge and assimilate it, then we can see things in perspective. What perspective? Krishna's perspective. We want to, if we're reading Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, his perspective. He's not giving Arjuna Bhagavad Gita class so that Arjuna can get a Bhakti Shastri degree, maybe get initiated, second initiation. No, he's speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna so that he could see things from Krishna's perspective. So we're accumulating this knowledge so eventually we can see things from Krishna's perspective. And what is the purpose of seeing things from Krishna's perspective? So we can write to our Facebook, Krishna's perspective. What else? What other reason could there be? We can get a lot of likes. Yes, Krishna has a good perspective. No, it's to develop skills. That is to do something. Not only to perceive something, but to actually do something. And skill means see things with transcendental knowledge and discrimination and execute devotional service in that consciousness. Therefore, Krishna says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, mama nusmara yujacha, mayarpita manobudir, mama ivaishatya samsheha. Therefore, Arjuna should always think of me, and at the same time carry on prescribed duty of fighting. With your mind and intelligence fixed in me, and everything engaged me, you'll attain to me without doubt. So is that the end? We simply do work and hopefully work in Krishna consciousness. No, we're supposed to develop conviction, realization. As we serve Krishna, then our faith develops. Why? Because we get higher and higher experience in Krishna consciousness. Faith is not supposed to be blind. Faith is based on experience. Real faith is based on real experience. So if we gain knowledge, we gain a perspective, we apply it skillfully in our devotional service, and Krishna reciprocates, Tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam didami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upayanti te. So we've gained knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person and we're His eternal servants. We've gained a perspective that we should try to bring others to Krishna consciousness. We're trying to practice sadhana bhakti and distribute this knowledge to others skillfully. And Krishna is reciprocating. How? First, He gives us intelligence so we can actually see things more clearly. We can actually see things as Krishna is seeing things, or as His devotees see things, pure devotees. First, He gives us that perspective, and therefore we can apply it skillfully. He gives us the knowledge, the intelligence, how to skillfully do our activities, and then we get conviction, realization, and then tesham eva nukamparatam ahama jnana jamdamaha nasham yam yapabhavashto jnana dipena bhashvata. Then Krishna appears within our heart. We remember Krishna, and we become ecstatic in love for Krishna. So first, we're trying to get some knowledge that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. Everything is meant for Krishna's service. Krishna is everywhere. There's nothing devoid of Krishna. And then we try to get some perspective that I should find out what Krishna wants me to do with His energy. I should find out from His authorities. I should learn the technique of understanding what Krishna wants me to do by taking shelter of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And then I skillfully apply that in all my activities by not doing anything before I'm convinced by Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and Krishna within the heart as a super soul, giving me the perspective of what He wants me to do, the intelligence of what to do. And then I do that in Krishna with conviction. If we don't know what Krishna wants us to do, then how can we do anything with conviction? At least not in devotional service. So with conviction I do it, and then I do it lovingly to please Krishna, and the result is that I remember Krishna. And as I remember Krishna, then I become conscious of Krishna. As I put in the iron in the fire, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. In other words, remembrance of Krishna becomes more profound, more deep, more consistent, more expanded, until I'm actually living in Krishna's pastimes. Everywhere I look, I see Krishna's pastimes in this world, and within my heart, I remember Krishna's pastimes, either His speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, or His pastimes of Vrindavan with His associates there, or speaking Bhagavad Gita here, of course, also means we see things in relationship to the Sankirtan movement, the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I live in Krishna, and the result is I develop the characteristics of a pure devotee because I come under the internal energy which takes over all my activities, and everything becomes exactly as an instrument for Krishna, a perfect instrument for Krishna. And that's then one is eligible to go back to the spiritual world. And then one can really truly say that Krishna, You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because one has full experience of that. But we're practicing, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and hopefully we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to get some knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're trying to develop Krishna's perspective and hopefully put it into practice in our daily service to Krishna. And then developing the conviction that actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and actually becoming absorbed in in Krishna consciousness and awareness and love for Krishna, and therefore developing the characteristic of a pure devotee who is completely convinced by knowledge and faith that Krishna is God and becomes a perfect instrument for Krishna and becomes eligible to go back to the spiritual world. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
What means that you see Krishna as pastimes?
In this life.
Well, this is all Krishna's pastime. To begin with, I mean, if we can remember Krishna, you know, dancing on Kaliya's, visualizing Kaliya, visualizing Krishna, then we're seeing Krishna dancing on Kaliya. We may not see the whole Jamuna and the lotus flowers wilted and the Kadamba tree that he jumped off and the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls lamenting on the bank and Krishna wrapped in the coils of Kaliya. We may not see that, but that's also seeing Krishna's pastime. But this is also Krishna's pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to deliver the conditioned souls through the spreading of the Hare Krishna mantra and transcendental knowledge about Krishna. And seeing that, looking around, seeing that every body has a soul within it and a super soul within it, and that the super soul is controlling the whole universe, Krishna is controlling the whole universe, the sun's moving its orbit by Krishna's energies. So that's also seeing Krishna's pastime. That's probably more easy to see because it's right before us. Anything else? Don't be shy. Okay, we'll stop there. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.